The Dwell Sports Bite is up next. Are you interested in what's been happening in local sport? Brought to you by Dwell Properties.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning here on the beautiful north coast of KwaZulu-Natal, and that can mean one thing and one thing only. It's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist here on the beautiful but rainy north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. And what a weekend of action-packed sport we have just come off. I've barely caught my breath. And where are we going to start? Of course, let's start with KZN's premier event, the Comrades Marathon. This year, unfortunately, I didn't run. That's 45 years in a row now. But I tell you who did run it and who ran it properly. South Africa's golden girl, Gerda Steyn. Boy, what a performance. She came from nowhere, took the victory again. And she is certainly the most beloved Comrades runner within South Africa. That's back-to-back victories for her. And a really a win for the ages. South Africa taking home the men's title as well. Tete Jajani wins his third Comrades Marathon. And most of all, well done to all participants of the Comrades Marathon. Certainly a great, great human achievement. Moving on to the French Open. And we had the ladies' final on Saturday. And Coco Gauff won the French Open title. And she called this one of her ones that she really wanted, a great performance. The men's final, I don't know if you watched it on Sunday, but boy, what a final that was. The longest final in the history of Roland Garros. And Carlos Alcaraz takes home the victory of the French Open. He saved multiple match points from Yannick Sinner to take home the French Open title at Roland Garros. What a final we witnessed. Certainly one for the ages there. On some football action, and Portugal, Portugal, beat Spain on penalties to win the Nations League. Again, a tournament that's hosted for internationals. And Portugal and Ronaldo continue to go from strength to strength. Well done to the Portuguese. Go get the pistache nut this morning if you want. Then, of course, there was some big rugby action on the weekend. Our beloved Sharks just didn't have enough in the tank in the URC semi-final. And they were somewhat bulldozed by the Bulls up in Pretoria. A stellar performance and all around a great URC season from the Sharks, and a lot to be proud of and a lot to build on and work for the future. On the schoolboy rugby front, of course, going through some select results. Michael Haas lost 31-25 to Maritzburg College. Northwood were upset on their Old Boys Day 35-22 by Hilton. Westville's vain rich form continues, an unbeaten season. They beat Kearsney 33-15. And then, of course, Clifton 10 and St. Charles 52. All round, what a weekend of sport, and what a weekend it was here in KZN for the Comrades Marathon, the only place to be. And, of course, Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist, bringing you the Dwell Sports Bite on a Tuesday morning. And we will see you next weekend.
Well, thank you for that, the Dwell Sports Bite. While we've been listening to that, there's been lots of activity on the roads. From Marinus Noble from IPSS Search and Rescue, we get information that the R617 towards Kokstad is now unsafe to drive because of snow and trucks are pulling over for safety. Visibility is not good. And disruptive snowfalls have been reported just about everywhere in the Griqualand East area, or East Griqualand. Heavy snowfalls on the Swartberg Mountains and the N2 between Kokstad and Ingeli is a no-go. Lots of trucks stuck in the Underberg region. My word, it is going to be an interesting day on the roads as things develop. We will keep you in the picture. Thanks to Marinus Noble from IBSS Search and Rescue for that one.